Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for watching. It was great to meet everybody out at the 2A Freedom Fest here in Florida. It was a great time and hope to see you all back next year. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. Polymer 80 settled in their lawsuit they were getting sued by the city of Baltimore, Maryland, in conjunction with the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. I told you all about this suit when it was filed back in June of 2022, and P80 decided to settle that case this week. And this is where I'm leaving it up to you in the comment section. Good move or bad move? I think this is the precedent that the anti-gunners are looking to set, and it's working. I understand as a business owner, sometimes you want to cut your losses. Totally understand that. Let me explain it, and then you guys and gals in the comments below, tell me what you think, what you would do in this same scenario. So the city of Baltimore, when they filed this lawsuit, it was against, like I said, Polymer 80 as well as Hanover Armory, which is a gun shop. The mayor made all kinds of stupid cockamamie claims saying that Polymer 80 was contributing to the gun violence in Baltimore, not the gangs, not the criminals, Polymer 80, and that they, Polymer 80, were responsible for 90% of the murders in Baltimore. And I remember when I did the original video, I was asking myself, like, has the mayor of Baltimore ever been in Baltimore? Because it's been a crime-ridden hellhole for a while. Polymer 80's decided to settle with Baltimore and the Brady Center to rob people of their freedom. And the settlement is a little bit of a monetary side, and then there's some other things that I'll tell you about here. And again, I want you to sound off down below and let me know what you think. So $1.2 million in damages to the city of Baltimore. In addition, Polymer 80 is barred from advertising in Maryland ever again. They're barred from selling their products into Maryland. And it also, this settlement also bans dealers in other states from selling P80 products to Maryland residents. $1.2 million. Now, I imagine it was, in their mind as a business, it's probably easier to settle this out than to see it through. I get that part as a business owner. I get it. But I also am one of those people that, like, sometimes you need to fight things, and it's easier for me to say this because it's not my business, not my money. Some things you fight till the bitter end. And when it comes to the Second Amendment, me personally, that's something I would hope to fight till the end. Sorry, the air conditioner's coming on. But yeah, I'm not the business owner, right? It's just, it is what it is. Let me know what you guys and gals think down below. I'm going to give you a quote from the city of Baltimore, from the officials there in the city. They said that this is the most expansive and strictest injunction term, these are the most expensive and strictest injunctive terms of any lawsuit against ghost gun manufacturers in the country. And like I said, the other part of the suit, like I said, was Hanover Armory. That wasn't part of the settlement. That was strictly Polymer 80, the lawsuit against Hanover's ongoing. I don't know if they plan on settling this week or what, but this is now, I think it's the fourth municipality to sue Polymer 80. So you have Baltimore, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. I think that's the only four. Like I said earlier, dangerous, dangerous precedent. Suing gun manufacturers out of business. How did they get away with this? Because it was deemed to be a public health crisis. A tool like this writing pen is not a public health crisis, but an ink pen has done far more damage than most anything in history of all nations. This this. Prediction. Crime rates will still be astronomically high in Baltimore. Murder rates will still be high in Baltimore. Neither one of those two categories will drop because of this settlement. Why? Because Democrat-controlled cities are horrible. They've been destroyed. And crime is carried out by criminals who are going to do what they want anyway because they don't follow the law. It's in the damn definition of criminal. Yet Democrats think they have the magic snake oil. And it's got to be you gun owners. You're all terrible. Again, let me know what you think in the comments. Sound off. Good move, bad move, and perfect world. If you were the gun owner, if you were the business owner, you own Polymer 80 or whatever company, what would you think you would do? Tough spot. I totally get it, but Polymer 80, again, they're the target of a lot of these Democrat-controlled tyrannies, and unfortunately, they're having some success. But just wanted to put that out there for you. Let me know what you think. And look forward to seeing these comments. Be safe. Stay vigilant. And carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. You are your own first responder. When seconds count, at best, the police are many minutes away. Take care, y'all.